We
have gathered here, writes Rabash.
We have gathered here on the road of Rabash, on Rabash Street, to give a foundation for the construction of society to all those who are interested in going in the path and method of Bala Sulam, which is the path of how to rise, to become a human and not to remain as a beast. Let us read it again. We have gathered here to give a foundation for the construction of a society to all those who are interested in going in the path and method of Bala Sulam, which is the path of how to rise, to become a human and not remain as a beast. Let us rise as a human and rise in degrees of love. L'chaim b'nei Baruch.
ראש העיר מר גרינברג, הרב לייטמן, קהל נכבד, חברים יקרים. אנחנו רוצים לראות...
מר רמי גרינברג, רב לייטמן,
שיספר לנו קצת על האיש המאוד מאוד...
respected public. We want to watch a clip now who explains to us about this great Kabbalist Rabash, which we have named the street afterwards, and his connection to Rav Lightman. Always with me. So usually we would come to the park. I would park my car and I would walk with my teacher for a daily walk. That's how it was every day. From 9 a.m. till 12 p.m. The park was empty. There were years where, other than Independence Day or some other special events, there was really nobody here at all. So we would start walking. The Rav next to me on his right-hand side, and we would walk. Rav very much was interested in this world, in the news, all these things. He would always calculate them according to the upper providence. But all the rest, I needed to activate the radio and allow him to listen to the news for 2 or 3 minutes each day. During the Lebanon War, even during the lesson, he was listening to the news, and people would be coming. People who weren't connected to our studies, people who just were interested in the news, the people who had come, and people who were studying there, and people in general were saying, it's strange, you're stopping the study of the Torah to listen to news. How could it be? Like, what's going on? It's not customary at all to listen to the radio at all during a lesson. So Rabbi said, if you had sons there, then certainly you would be interested in what's happening. And you would be with your heart there. And he really opened the radio to listen because he felt that he's dependent on what's happening there. And all of our army is there. That's all my sons. And I really am sorry and concerned for that. And so when we understand this Kabbalist who was a Haredic, and he develops this special emotion for all the people, all the nation, and the whole world, just like Bala Sulam writes in the article, the Arvut, the mutual guarantee, and the article, Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah, that the more a person is developed, he develops his concern from himself to his family, to those who are close to him, to the society that he is in, and then from the society to the nation, and from the nation to the world. And certainly, the Kabbalist, when he starts developing his soul, he starts seeing that connection to all the other souls, and age, gender, race, it's all unimportant. And then he starts caring for the whole world because he sees it all as a single vessel in this structure of Adam HaRishon in relation to the Creator. Rabash was really the last Mohican. From each year that passes, from the day of his departure, we really see that that's the case.
No one has risen after him who could be at such a depth and height. And in general, we don't see any such Kabbalists in our days. He really was the last great Kabbalist, where from the descent, and from this descent we have the ability to rise above.
It's difficult to speak. I'm very, very emotional. Thanks to this great crowd, and thanks to the mayor, we reached a state where it's symbolic, very symbolic, very special. That there is a street on the name of Rabash. I wouldn't think about this. But now that it happened, I'm filled with great joy. And I feel gratitude to all this crowd, not only here, to the mayor and the city of Petah Tikva, this city that we found here, our place. And let's hope that from here on out, we could be able to bestow the wisdom of Kabbalah to all the people of Israel and all the world, like we do for many years. How many years are we in Petah Tikva? From 2000, almost 20 years, we are here.
It's a
great achievement. We grew here. This city helps each and every one of us grow. It's good, it's big, very important, the most ancient city in Israel, and also very advanced. We are filled with hope that we can add to the city our force, and together with the mayor to advance this city to more achievements, more and more. So I wish to drink l'chaim to all this crowd and to the mayor, that thanks to you we reached the street of Rabash. Friends here, many supporters here, and I want to invite the mayor to say a few words. Good afternoon. First and foremost, we went through a lot of events in our lives, but like this event I have yet to see. It's very emotional. You are used to it every Friday and Saturday, but to come here and to see this great crowd and this togetherness and love, there's great energy here, positive energy. This empowers us all, and I'm saying it from my heart. It's very emotional, and I'm very glad that I have a privilege to be here with you. And certainly it's my privilege to come here and to be a part of this important stage of calling this street on the name of Rabash. Sometimes when people come and ask, some people see it as a nagging, but I am the opposite. When someone asks of me, I say thank you for letting us be a part of doing something, because we would never think of this. So thank you to all the friends that you gave me the privilege to be a part of this symbolic day. And above the symbolic name, to this great team with Rav Lightman and all of you, everything that has to do with the essence of the wisdom of Kabbalah, that wants to spread this togetherness around the world, that we help one another, that we give, and not only look in my own interest, but first of all, to see what I can give to the society. I think that these great friends, and the view, Rav Lightman, Chanoch, Marek, and more friends that we meet, they symbolize the giving, and the giving back to the community, and to our world, to all the society. We have no justification to exist if we don't know how to give from ourselves to the greater good. I think if we don't understand that we are dependent on one another, we will eventually find our ending. And we see everything that is needed. You're always there, and you help us all with all your heart. We have many people that are not fully working when they speak. They can only speak. But here, you see people that speak and also bring the action when needed. So thank you. Thank you to Rav that aims to these places. And Petach Tikva, for 20 years, we have truly won the privilege to host you here. To have you in the city empowers the city and brings life to the city. You give to the society, to the community, and we really appreciate this community that you have here. Petach Tikva today is 270,000 people, the fourth largest in Israel. We're expected to reach 400,000 and just grow and grow. Our high-tech area will be the biggest in Israel soon. Also, as you see, many, many new places for the public, for sports, for recreation, education. Petach Tikva is becoming the biggest metropolitan in Israel. Not only the oldest city in Israel, it's going to be the biggest also. Petach Tikva is very heterogenic. We have everything. We have Orthodox and new people, people that came from Russia, Ethiopia, and Arabs, and we have everything from everywhere. And each one gives to the other and brings this diversity to the other. And we see that together we have a great power. And now, then we have this great community of Bnei Baruch, we see it even stronger. And all these forces, we want to bring Petach Tikva to be a symbol, a lighthouse to all the communities and all the cities in Israel. And we truly want this great society to be an example, to continue being an example. Because without this example, the city is empty of content. So we want to serve with this power all the people in the city.
אז אני בהחלט רוצה
So I truly want to thank you to all you do and give, also, of course, to Rav Lightman, everything that he symbolizes, everything that he puts in our society, in the next generations. And we hope that we continue our path together and continue to grow with the city of Petah Tikva. Thank you and Shabbat Shalom.